New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to the Cloud Crew podcast. We're gonna getting everything set up still, but
you didn't see that shit, did you?
Oh, I seen you almost set yourself on fire with the torch dropping
it onto
the silicone.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, no, I seen you do
it. Not gonna lie to you, that's not even what I was worried about, because I knew I could keep it from burning the silicone, because it was only there for like a split second, right? What I was scared of was me dropping on this fucking mouse pad again. Look at what the kitty came in here and did. She came in here and just laid the fuck down, bro.
Definitely did. She realized it was time to chill out, buddy. Now, we're going to be going over a few different NBA games. Going back to the 23rd, all the way up until today. There are a few things that happened that we want to go over. One of the main ones I want to bring up is the Warriors game. The Warriors on the 23rd.
Oh no.
I don't know what happened, but this man just
punched a torch and spilled a cup with the punch torch.
Oh.
Tell right there.
But,
it's okay. I'm pulling up the 23rd
Warriors
stats.
Game, guys.
It was 140-104. Warriors beat the Trailblazers.
During the game, though, itself, Buddy Hield actually performed really well.
22 points.
And only playing 15 minutes.
5 rebounds, 1 assist.
So, like, big shout out to Buddy Hield, man. I mean, like, you stepped up, filling the shoes of old Klay Thompson, doing better than what he was. And I did say better at this moment.
Oh, yeah, right career. Now, for sure.
Buddy Hield is definitely playing better than Klay Thompson.
I mean, like, this game and Klay's most recent game are, like, similar stats. I think Klay dropped 22 in his most recent game.
Yeah, but Klay played
like,
longer.
Klay is not only a player who's played the game longer, he's a player who's expected to do way better because the caliber of player exactly. Klay Thompson is. His name holds a weight. It's always held a weight in a league. He's supposed to be the top-of-the-line three-point shooter, but right now he's like a
mid
Kyle Lowry.
Hey, don't you ever don't diss Kyle Lowry. Ah, I like Kyle Lowry. Well, prime
for
Kyle
everything,
Lowry.
But
prime Kyle Lowry, not current Kyle. But I'll also say huge.
Really,
shout out
for
to,
this being a blowout
Wiggins,
game, for this being such a big blowout, nobody scored big
because
numbers.
They played together. It was a team thing, bro. I mean, dude, Curry you ain't gonna have Wiggins out here dropping 20 if you have one guy carrying. Because no offense, Wiggins never gonna be the prime scorer.
They really kind of. I mean, 10 assists, 9 rebounds from Curry. He was literally a rebound off a triple-double.
Yeah, but Curry also has 17. My man be shooting too.
Yeah, but he attributed to 20 minimal more points off of those 17.
Definitely.
But, like, some of these could have been three, so that's why I say 20 minimum. Yeah, I mean, so he probably contributed to, like, 50 points in this game.
They're still working in a lot of their new players, too. They did make a few moves, and you got a few changes to, like,
the starting lineup. I don't even know who he is.
And who?
Trayce Jackson-Davis.
You don't know Davis? Davis is one of the guys that they had on their bench for a while, I'm pretty sure.
I thought his name was Gus for a second.
Gus. Are you talking about Gary Payton?
No, it's just Gooey Santos.
Oh, I seen your finger pointing over there. And bro,
Gary Payton's right above him. No, but okay. Gooey Santos. I don't know who the fuck that is.
No, I don't know who Gooey Santos is. I want to be honest with you. I have no idea. Now, Gary Payton, I know. Kevin Looney,
yeah, Gary,
I know.
Gary
Moody,
Payton.
I know. Buddy Hill.
Who's Lindy Walters?
I don't know. But hey, he dropped 8 points.
Who are you, buddy?
What a no-name. He scored as much as Draymond. Get him off my screen. Get him off my screen. I don't even want to look at him anymore. No. He pulled him up, bro, and the first thing I seen,
DeAndre Ayton bust.
DeAndre Ayton had a double-double, though. He not a main scorer, bro. DeAndre Ayton not a scorer. He a rebounder, and he gave
nobody
you
is.
He a putback.
Nobody
Scoop.
Is.
Look at Scoot, bro. Scoot 22.
Gave us...
Scoot 22. He a young player. He ain't carrying the team.
That's a 36-point loss,
Scoot, Henderson could be a great role player for a team.
Who's their starting guard? He's supposed to be carrying. Who are you?
Who, Simmons?
Yeah.
Simmons is mid.
One of their two starting guards.
I like Scoot Henderson
be.
More than I do him.
Their sixth man spot shouldn't be their leading scorer.
I'm just like Scoot Henderson. The last year, I thought started for him sometimes. Didn't he
probably did. That sounds right.
Okay. Now, I want to also say about, did you see the Lonzo and Zach LaVine law?
Yeah, I think I told you about it.
That's right. No, you're who kind of showed me that. We ended up looking it up, and no, it was a beautiful lob, guys. Listen. If Lonzo can keep feeding the ball to Zach LaVine like that.
Zach LaVine had 27 points.
I like that play. I like this type of play style.
They played Giddy for 30 fucking minutes.
Because Josh Giddy is actually like.
He's
who they brought in to replace Lonzo. They brought a guy to push the ball down the court. And that's kind of what Giddy did.
They have been playing the fucking two guard, though.
Two guard, one guard, switching with Coby White. Coby White also runs one and two.
I can understand Coby White running one guard, but yeah. Giddy's role in this game, at least starting wise, was to shoot the ball.
No, they literally brought him in to replace Lonzo to move the ball up. Like, they brought him in.
How many shots did he take? That's a good question. I
are you talking about the Giddler?
Yeah. That matters.
Click on his name.
It's just gonna take me to his Google search. Wow. I don't have the ESPN stats up right now.
I'm just gonna tell you that I don't like Giddy. Like, Bulls could be a great team if they get another guy in or kind of develop a little bit more. But don't get rid of.
He
Giddy,
shot
man.
Less than 50%.
I don't like Giddy. Well, I mean, league average. For like,
and he took
11
free throw. I mean, field goals. He only took 1 3 and missed it. Coby White took 5 threes and missed all fucking five.
That's Coby White for you. He is like a literally Derek White. Weird comparison, but true. Like, he's someone that they brought on the court to throw the ball up, which is retarded.
There's a bunch of games going on right now. The Phoenix Suns in LA are about to start playing.
Who do you think's going
to
win?
I don't know, but we might turn that on after this episode.
I'm down to let it.
Probably Phoenix, just because they're more well-rounded right now.
I'm hoping Lakers, too. Just because they're my team.
I just like LeBron. I understand why you are. I just don't think they
will. Hey, man. I'll tell you what. If the Lakers win...
I'd take a dab on... What?
We'll buy you a card if the Phoenix win.
Okay.
If the Lakers win. You have to make the clips for TikTok for a week.
Oh, God. That sounds horrible.
Your bet. Take it or leave it. I think it's pretty even. I think it's a pretty fair bet.
I guess it's fair.
Up to you, man. Up to you. Now,
yeah, I can't just not.
I like seeing Zach LaVine healthy on the Bulls, though. I like seeing him play. He gets to shine a little bit more now since DeRozan's gone. I knew that they were button heads. But
yeah, he put up 27 points this game, but he was still a minus 15.
I think that's just because of how well the other team was doing. Because, like, they actually did shoot very well. I mean, Brandon Ingram was 3-for-5 for three. That's really good. I mean, 33 points. What was that?
Brandon Ingram had 33 points.
Dude, and Brandon Ingram's a player that the Lakers let go, that if they would have just let him stay there and develop, he would have been great.
Yeah, absolutely.
He would have been great.
Most definitely.
They could, dude, they could have kept Lonzo and him, let them develop around LeBron, and while we had, like, got AD, bro, like, bro, there could have been so much, bro. We could have set that up real nicely.
I agree.
It would have been amazing right now. Like, I'm telling you, they'd have a chip. They'd have at least one more chip.
I mean, probably. They probably would.
Just because I think, like, a lot of their flaw, like, for the Lakers is one depth in shooting. And Brandon Ingram right now solves both those.
Yeah. As a player. He really does. He would solve most of the Lakers' problems, but the Pelicans would probably ask for a lot for him, and the Lakers wouldn't give it up.
Give him Rue.
They would probably ask for Reeves.
I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, how Reeves is performing, give me Ingram for Reeves.
Give me
Brandon Ingrams for Reeves. I'm taking that deal any day.
Now that you've brought it up,
we can run Ingram at the two because he runs the two. Ingram can run the two and has ran the two.
Now that you brought it
now
up,
we're running the big
performance. I probably, if I was the Pelicans GM, I'd be greedy. I'd say Rue and Reeves are no.
Nah, you can't. Nah, because no.
Because right now Reeves is looking like a liability.
Yeah, no. That's still not the case. It's still early. Everybody knows Austin Reeves still has potential. It's whether or not that you can bring it out, you know? That's how it works. Same thing for Rue. Rue is a player with potential, but bringing it out. So what we would probably end up doing, we'd probably end up giving one or the other, and then maybe some other bullshit name. Maybe a pick, something, to get that deal going. And also to even out kind of salary cap as well. I feel like Ingram's going to be worth more than Reeves. No offense.
He is.
Like, money-wise.
That's why I said that they'd probably ask for, like, Rue, too.
Well, no, I don't think that they would take both him and Rue. I definitely agree that there should be another player.
They just tend to take young talent.
But if you're taking two higher, but two higher potential young talent players is crazy to take, you know, especially for one team. Because then think of who else do they really have developing right now, young.
New Orleans?
No. I'm on the Lakers. Because we got Hayes. I mean, he's okay. He's kind of mid. I'm not gonna cap.
Bronny.
I'm talking about real development. No offense, Bronny. No offense, Bronny. You did great in your 17-point game. But you still got so much to develop. And if your issue is, like, your mentality, that's still something you have to develop. That is a huge thing. There are tons of athletes that are great performers and just can't perform under pressure.
Happens. A lot of them, honestly.
No offense, that's some of your better star players with no rings because they can't perform. Under pressure.
Like Chris Paul when he was on the Suns.
Speaking of Chris Paul, didn't the Spurs play?
Yeah, they lost.
That's not... I kind of expected that. The Spurs lost aren't nothing Mavericks. Special.
Fucking Klay put up 22 points. Oh, Luka put up 28 points.
I mean, like, but Klay had a game that he's expected to have. He shot 6-for-10 for three, you know? Like, that's an expected Klay game.
Someone tried, like, they tweeted out that it was a Mavs record. Like, I don't give a fuck if it was a Mavs record. If it was a league record, that'd be cool. It's a Mavs record.
Klay has in the past had league records,
by the way. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he still has the 3-point made record, but like.
I'm pretty sure it's Klay. Is it Klay? Is it still Klay? Because for some reason, I feel like Steph Curry's got
14. 14 by Klay Thompson. Oh,
it's 14. Okay. Maybe it was Steph with 13 behind him.
They were tied, and then I think Steph. Yeah. I mean, Klay did a 14 3-point game.
Yeah, he said, "La fuck you, give me my title."
And it was back against the Bulls in 2018.
No. I heard talks, or just some bullshit on TikTok earlier about somebody saying that Curry going to the Bulls. And I know we talked about it as well previously. I mean, and like, man, it's like, no offense, as much as we mentioned that it would be awesome to see, it's just, I don't think it's possible. A lot of things like that I don't think are possible, like Chris Paul getting a ring, so.
I think Curry going to the Bulls is more possible than Chris Paul getting a ring.
That, oh, yeah, 100%, but I...
But no, Curry's talked about it before. If he goes to another team, he wants to go to the Hornets. It's his hometown.
I mean, I could see him and LaMelo playing out fine, like, nice.
If LaMelo will play the two guard, yeah.
No, Steph won't. Steph will play two guard. I think he could. I think Steph could come in. Because Steph's a better shooter, bro. Especially, like, think of... Like, we're talking about, like, late career Steph. Like, he's about to retire. Like, he's officially about to... He's probably going to be like, okay, let me be your corner shooter for a while.
I mean, maybe, let me be your corner Steph's shooter. Literal entire, like, 20-year development or however long that is going to be.
Do you know how long has a player like Steph Curry could play in the league if he'd play the catch and shoot?
Yeah, but, like, you also got to, like, take a step into his head. He has led team forever. If you just take that from him, he's going to feel like something's missing. And
that's
then
happened to several
gonna
players.
Fuck off.
No
super
offense.
Bad.
That is how, like, 95% of, like, superstars and their legacy. No offense, look at Shaq. Shaq was a prime example, bro. As he went on, he played with other stars, he started to get washed. And Shaq's one of the most dominant centers of all time. Probably, arguably, one of the top two highest or the highest, you know, depending on how you see the game.
I really don't see anybody who contests with him, to be honest.
I mean, center-wise, there is. I mean, I would put Hakeem
There's
up there.
There's nobody physicality-wise that would ever touch Shaq's legacy. He would body Hakeem. He would make Hakeem look like a retard on the court.
They played. Hakeem also locked him up several times, too.
Locking him up on the perimeter is one thing. But
no,
it's
I'm
like,
talking about swatting. Like, Hakeem locked the shit out of Shaq.
If you take...
Yao Ming did it a few times.
Yao Ming was just significantly larger than Shaq.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, there are people that, like, could compete with Shaq.
That was also a weird time in Shaq's career.
Okay, so what's your top five all-time center list right now? Top three if you can. Top three then.
Shaq, Hakeem. I don't know who I'd put in the third. The third is dicey. Like, so many different people could play in that third position just because there's a lot of centers.
You know how many people are going to disagree with you already?
I don't care.
No. I'm just saying, because I see what you're talking about.
I don't have
Hakeem. But I also
Hakeem
know...
played in a horrible league.
Hakeem?
I guess it wasn't a horrible league.
Hakeem
was just
played
a,
during Jordan's era, bro.
Yeah, but Jordan's era still wasn't this era. I compare everything to current era.
But he also played some newer era, dude. Hakeem did play.
He played in like Kobe's era, but newer era would imply now. And
that's
he
what I'm
did
saying.
Not play now.
Hakeem played against like some of the best players of all time.
Yeah.
He's known as the best defensive player of all time.
Yeah, most of the player, and it's because of eras and stuff. Most players from the 90s would get dominated now. It's just because we breed a different type of player.
Even today,
now.
Dude, his shake, bro, players today go learn it. Dude, LeBron, dude, that's who he went to learn his
coach
movement.
Yeah, because fundamental stuff, but like physicality-wise, it's just different now.
Fundamentally, he would, like, that's how he would own the court. That's how he did back in the day.
Yeah, he'd probably get injured. He'd probably get injured by some of these bigger bodies just because. Who?
Who? Who?
Bro,
I'm who is bullying Hakeem.
Not bullying. Right now, I'm not saying he'd be bullied.
Who's bodying him then?
If you in the put, right if now. You put, in, I'm not saying Embiid's more skilled than him, but his body is so much more dense and muscly than Hakeem's ever
Hakeem,
was
Hakeem, that Hakeem he would not go through. Lifted more.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
I could probably Google
that's
it.
Something I would like to actually know. Because Hakeem was a strong motherfucker. And Hakeem, the dream, was 255. No fucking
his max around. Bench was 255.
You said 255?
Yep.
That's fire. That is actually fire. That's 255 fuck solid for a fucking bench.
You can't really find info relating to it, but the strongest in the league are considered to rep about 315, but no one has like just went up to Embiid in the gym and just looked at his weight
and just been like,
maxed it out on him and stuff. Because like, who's just gonna walk up on Joel Embiid?
I'm telling you, I don't think Joel Embiid is bullying Hakeem at all. Because no offense, Hakeem battled and was able to like put up and slow down Shaq. He was able to put up and slow down on Jordan coming at the rim. Like, Hakeem stopped people down low. Hakeem was known for stopping people down low. He legitimately went crazy. I think if bro would have actually like put a lot more time into his career, actually like took the time, beef up, bro. Oh, he could have been crazier than what he was. I think a lot of people forget about how good Hakeem was. Now, I think the one that people are gonna say you missed out on is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think it's just because of the scoring, mainly, for the record. I don't think Kareem would do too well in this era.
He would
basically
just be
Giannis.
I don't even think he would be as good as Giannis, to be real.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. They're playing. I think he'd be like similar.
Yeah,
down low,
I just don't think he's as physical as Giannis. Like he's just smaller than Giannis, like muscle mass wise. So he wouldn't be able to do the things Giannis would do. If he would try to do that, he would bounce off of today's NBA players. Yeah. He would try to do that to Giannis, and then he would like bouncy ball backwards to the three-point line.
I believe it.
And, dude, that's another thing I also liked about Hakeem. He occasionally was the type, like, bro, he'd be hitting corner threes.
Yeah.
Middies. Turn around, post fake, in your mouth. Like, dark style type shit.
Yeah.
And that was, don't get me wrong, I believe he was doing it before Dirk. I think he was doing before Dirk, but I think Dirk, like, he added the kick and, like, he basically took Kobe's kick and, like, threw that shit in there.
Dirk perfected it because Dirk could do it from anywhere on the court at any time, at any point during the game, no matter who was guarding him, no matter what situation he was in.
Dirk's a great player for power forward. He's probably top five easily.
He's literally, like, he's the blueprint teams probably want you to model yours. Power forwards after.
Yeah, no, okay.
Like, whenever you're building,
for sure.
Whenever you're building your roster and, like, you're setting up your training regime for these rookies, they probably model a lot of shit after Dirk.
Porzingis is modeled after him. And he doesn't play as well as
Porzingis is a weird case because he literally played with him. That was his mentor. So it's different with Porzingis. Porzingis literally got trained by Dirk. So, like, his Dirk tendencies are because Dirk told him to have Dirk tendencies.
Yeah, sad thing is Dirk's still like Luka more.
And that's just because Luka's done more for the Mavericks.
Bro.
Dirk left. I mean, Porzingis left.
Luka's sweating his nuts off for the Mavs for no reason.
And he would do that for any team. He don't give a fuck what team he's on.
Bro.
It doesn't matter if he was on the Mavericks. It doesn't matter if he was on the Raptors. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck about what organization he plays for. He just happened to get drafted to that one. He's not there for the Mavs culture. None of that. He's there to play basketball. He's there because they're who's giving him the money to play offense. It right now.
The Lakers have mentioned, like, wanting to take up Luka. I offered him a fat bag after LeBron retires. You think Luka would take it?
I would.
No offense. I think they could get him the bag, but I don't want them to play him like they did LeBron and have him waste part of his career. They'd have to. Know what? Bro, I would love to see a Luka AD combo. Bring Ka. Bring Ka and Luka. Run it up with AD then.
I think after Bron retires, AD is probably just going to fall off. I don't have high hopes for him for some reason after Bron retires.
I think he's playing better this year.
I think he is, but I just...
I think... No, I'm not
his injury-prone scaleness has me so scared. I feel like he's going to get injured at some point in this season.
If he stays healthy this season, we see a different side of AD that we like.
I don't...
It's going to be well-built, the AD that we expected. The problem is... The well-built AD that we expected in the league in today's era, I don't think is still enough.
It's not.
Because, no offense, we see two stars struggle consistently, even when they both perform.
It's not a two-star league anymore.
No, it's really not. You at least have to have two stars and a well-fit role player.
It was proven last year that that's not even the formula. It's having just a full team of solid role players and one star player. The Boston Celtics proved that shit. The literal only
star.
That's all.
No, there's multiple star players on that team.
They're star role players. Like Drew Holiday, great role player. Literally the greatest role player in my opinion.
No, definitely.
And he's one of the stars
he
of his team.
Rings.
Yeah.
He's Bro knows the his star position and plays his team, position well.
But he's literally a role player. He's the definition of a role player. Like, if you look at Drew Holiday's game, you watch him play, he starts on the team.
But that's not how you have Jaylen Brown. He's not at role player material.
I don't like him enough to call him a star. I'm just biased against Jaylen Brown.
He definitely is not comparable to some of the higher stars. Like a Steph Curry, like LeBron James, like a Giannis Antetokounmpo. But I will say Jaylen Brown is the type of player that I would compare to like Kyrie Irving, you know. Those people that are known for having the dog in them at the times needed.
Maybe give it a few more years and I might give him a comparison like that, but not
and
yet.
I think Drew Holiday is a little underrated for a lot of things. As I said, he has two rings. No offense.
I don't think he is anymore. I think he was last season. But I think everybody understands now.
No, I don't think so. And I also believe that Porzingis
the Celtics
is
don't win the championship last year without him. Without Drew, they would have lost.
No, yeah, without Drew, without Porzingis.
They didn't really have Porzingis for most of that shit.
When
he played
flawlessly.
Yeah, but
every
they would
time
only
he played, he played flawlessly
without him. Like they only would have lost the first game without him.
No, but that can mess up momentum and a bunch of other things. Basketball, if one game in that series would have went differently, it could have been different for the entire series. Because you have mentality that has to go into effect, as well as momentum.
I don't know. The Celtics just had every advantage that season.
No, their advantage was Kyrie's mental state, because he was too fucking in his shit to play at the Celtics. That's what I didn't understand. Kyrie choking up. That's not like him. It shouldn't have been
like
him.
I'm not surprised at all. I saw it all throughout the playoffs. Like, he would have very good games, and then he would have these random, like, games that where he would just do nothing.
That,
and no, then he would come back the next game and do something
in
again.
In the actual playoffs, he played beautifully. I don't think there was one game that I would really say that he had a bad game on during the playoffs until it got to the finals. Because all the games that I watched Kyrie play were beautiful games, man. I mean, it's either he was doing his thing out there on the court, shooting the ball, getting the attention off of Luka so Luka can hit his shots. Getting in the ball to certain players.
In
man.
This game versus Chicago, he only had 11 points.
11 points?
Two turnovers.
Two turnovers is great, because that's not out a lot. He had a block he picked up on defense.
Yeah, I believe they lost this game. Yeah, they lost this game. This is one of the games that he underperformed, and it caused them to lose.
To who?
Chicago.
The Bulls?
Yeah.
Let me see here. Excuse me real quick.
Right here.
Move on real quick. I can't see. Okay, so...
He had 11 points, two turnovers.
He had 11 points. Lose. How many shots did he shoot?
I don't even know if it tells you. Yeah, it does. Hold on. Field goals attempted, 13. Field goals made, yeah. Three.
He was three for 13.
He was the problem.
3-pointers attempted. It says he was 3-for-4.
He was 3-for-4 on the 3-point range, but he should have stopped taking minutes completely. After he missed 10.
Well, that means that he only made 3-pointers. Yeah, because he made three shots, period. He was 3-for-10 the entire game. He only made 3-for-4.
Points. Did he shoot free throws?
Yeah, he shot free throws.
I was wondering where those two extra points came from, because I was like 9 points from three, so where the fuck are those two points
from? Probably what happened that game is he had a bad start, ended up finishing strong.
And what is this? He has six points in this game.
I'm not going to lie to you. Kyrie.
Whatever this game is, he did horrible. He had 6 points in this game.
6 points? Oh, no. See, I did not see these games. Is that against Chicago again?
Bro, I guess.
Did he get trashed on in Chicago?
I guess. I don't know.
Kyrie, let me find out that when I'm not paying attention, you're over here washed.
I guess he could have just, like, not played much that game or something. But
Did you see the minutes, maybe?
It's not that important. It was just, he did bad those games. They made the finals.
Most of the game, all the games I've seen, he had good stats on. Because anytime I looked, normally they were in the 20s.
He was just getting weirdly inconsistent as the playoffs went on. At the very beginning, so he was doing great. And then in the middle, he did a little worse, but still doing good. You know, still doing star numbers. And then at the end, Klay Thompson.
No.
He was putting up Klay Thompson numbers in that last game.
No.
He literally
He did not hit zero. He was not 0 for anything. That I don't believe.
Kyrie, what was his final?
Because I know in the finals, he did underperform multiple games in the finals. Because anytime he played at the Celtics' court is when he played bad. When he played at the Mavs, he actually played either decent or good.
It doesn't even tell me where they played, unfortunately. Hold on.
Home or away? Does it not say home or away?
I don't think so. Okay. It just says Dow versus Boston. This is Stat Muse. Hold on.
Okay.
His turnovers were never exceedingly bad.
No.
They were never
exceedingly bad. Well, no, because, I mean, he has good handles.
But he literally only had one plus game in the finals. One.
No, but that could also be due to, like, being in and your rest of your team being bad as well.
And the one plus game he had was in a very assist.
Where's the game that you said that he went bad? Because I know he had a few mid games, like the 12 and 16.
12 and 16 point game. These are
still not bad games.
Yeah, they really are. When he attempted 19 field goals and 18 field goals, and
nobody else is shooting though. Points. But if nobody else is shooting, who you gonna rather have a
tell
player?
Luka to start fucking shooting because he was
look at the game. That game
he was also 0 for 5 from 3 and 0 for 3 from 3.
Go
well.
Look at that exact game, and I guarantee Luka also has hella shots because nobody else shoots on the Mavs during during the playoffs besides him and Luka. So that's a fact.
So he missed 8 straight three-pointers through 2 games. So he didn't make a three-pointer until game 3.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. That's still not Klay Thompson, because Klay Thompson, 0 for 9, 0 for 10. This is, they're like, multiple games now. Don't hate Kyrie like that. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Right now, I do hate Kyrie.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Crazy.
Unless he has a complete rebirth this season and wins the finals, I'm going to hate on Kyrie until he does that.
Nope.
I never liked him that much to begin with.
I
when he was on Cleveland, I thought he was a good player, but I never once would tune in to watch Kyrie Irving. And then whenever he went to Boston, I never once turned on a Boston game.
No, Kyrie
game to watch.
On Boston was weird.
And then whenever he was in the Nets, well I turned Boston. It on to watch KD. And then I just have never turned on a Mavs game. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Other than the playoffs. I was about to say, that's a lie. We've definitely
and that's because
on
it was
Mavs
the playoffs.
No, but even before the playoffs.
You might have.
No.
But I probably suggested it simply because there was nothing else to watch.
I was about to say, you definitely have.
And.
But no. You can't talk about Klay saying that Klay and Kyrie are the same. Those are two different players, and they've played two different
roles. All I said was that he had a Klay Thompson game. That's all I said.
He's never had a Klay Thompson
0-5 from three-point. That is a Klay Thompson game.
A Klay Thompson is 0-9 and 0-10. 0-5, if you look, Steph Curry has had 0-5 games.
Yeah, but
in clutch moments.
In this type of game where you're also...
So now you're saying that, like, for a player of that caliber, now you're saying that somebody like Steph Curry is Klay Thompson level right now.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a completely different beast because...
Kyrie Irving isn't 0-5.
Kyrie Irving hasn't made the most three-pointers in NBA history, so it's a completely different beast with Stephen Curry.
How?
He's just incomparable at this point.
How is that? Because now you're taking one. No. You just said that he had Klay tendencies because he shot like Klay, but that means that, like, at that game, Steph Curry shot like Klay.
We're going to see what Steph Curry's worst shooting three-point game was. This was his lowest...
His worst percentage shooting, or is it worse like...
Yeah, I'm trying to figure... It's hard to find stat websites that track these specific
things. Yeah, I'd about
to say,
no.
We
might have to get back to y'all on some of these.
We
might do some off-research for some of these, because not going
to
lie.
So, like, some of these things you really have to dig for.
Yeah. No, because you're going to see some Wikipedia bullshit and it's going to be rough. But no, but like, that's what I'm saying is, like, you can't take one game and say they have the tendencies.
Tendencies
is Klay Thompson. Like, Klay Thompson has proven 0-9, 0-10, and 0-9 again in multiple times within the same aim, what, like 82 games? Like, within an 82 game aim span, he's easily
Wait,
hit.
Say that again?
Klay Thompson, within an 82-game span, has easily hit at least 2 or 3 0-for-9 or 0-for-10 games for 3.
Maybe
because I know he's hit an 0-for-10, I know he's hit an 0-for-9, and I think he's hit another 0-for-9. Like, he's hit 2 0-for-9s that I remember. In an 0-for-10.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Not extremist Bernie Marino. If elected, Marino could make the radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Marino and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I think one of them happened in the postseason, so it doesn't really count towards regular season stats.
Well, that, no, I'm just talking about in that many games that he's played. Like, in the last 82 games that he's played of an NBA caliber game.
82 games?
Even considering, like, look at the... Dude, look at Priest even. He isn't even...
I'm trying to recall his games from last season. I'm just trying... that's why I was, like, just repeating things, is because I was sitting there, like, trying to think. I was thought like,
maybe you were stoned and just kind of, like...
No. I was, like...
Because I was talking my bad.
No, I was trying to figure out, like... I was trying to recall Klay's last 82 games. Like, I was trying to really, like, decipher in my head Klay's last 82 games. You just, all 82? I was just trying to remember, like, his worst ones.
Oh, yeah. No. Definitely the 0 for 10, for sure. Both the 0 for 9s. I think he's had one that was, like, 1 or 2 for 16, something like that. But no, Kyrie, even on, like, that worst game that he had, 0 for 5, he still scored, right? Klay has had multiple games where he hasn't scored sometimes. This is
really, really surprisingly.
Yep.
What the fuck? This is not the stat that it said it was. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
This clearly says his worst games, right? It just showed me his very first game with Dallas, because why not?
I don't know what to tell you, man. that's why I said these things have to be looked up, bro.
But no, honestly, 22 points for Klay might fall into, like, one of his lower scored games. Because he's had a lot of higher scored games, so that might fall into the lower scored games.
22 points?
Yeah, because he's had like 40 points, 35 points, 32 points, 37 points. Yeah, I mean, he's had those a lot of times.
The occasional ups. But Klay Thompson is a consistent 20-point length score, just like kind of how Kyrie is in a way.
This is also just his points per game every season. But, so right now his average is 22. This is because he's played one game.
But Klay, you also got to think, another thing is a lot of his shots, that's that we're he for has had rough 20... games with, he's had open shots.
Hold on.
Open shots.
His 23-24 season is what we're considering his worst season, right?
Huh? It's one of them, yeah.
It's not even top fucking five, apparently.
What?
Every year above this one, he did worse. And What do you mean every year he did?
No, points per game he did worse that season.
Literally, like... This, he
it depends seven, on how you define. How are you defining
every,
worse?
This does every stat. This yeah, no, takes but what, every what stat.
Are you, how are you? Takes them. How are you? How is it saying that it's worse? Because I don't.
His plus minus is probably.
Oh, okay. So that I don't agree with that either.
It's his whole season plus minus though.
Yeah, no.
And he was minus 130 this season. What season was this?
And it's trying to.
This was 20. This was his draft season. Weird. He was a That would make sense. That would be his literal worst season. That's his draft season.
I don't.
That makes sense for it to be his third worst season ever.
What's his shooting percentage?
What's his shooting percentage on his third? 44.
But
he's never really had a bad season shooting-wise. Like, if you look at all of these, these are literally statistically his worst seasons. He's never had a bad shooting percentage ever.
40's...
Yeah, that's bad
goal,
for no, him.
40 for field goals, rough. You need to be shooting, if you're a starter, around 50%, you know, or more.
What? I think for a good 2011. Start. 2011, 41%.
Now for three? I don't think he was anything above 33 is cool.
I don't think he started in 2011.
He probably did. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't know.
Back
I don't,
then, there was teams, they didn't have a whole lot of actual
They didn't, bullshit. But they had that one guy that Curry replaced that they were running at shooting guard, but yeah, I can't even remember his ass. Name. But I feel like they would have kept him over Klay when starting just for at least his rookie season because probably. He's still a question mark.
They probably looked at him and said, fuck him.
Because and Klay, like, Klay was a minus 130 this season, so I wouldn't be surprised if
it was. Yeah, he was minus 130. But at the same time, but he was doing good scoring. It looks like he was doing some decent stats.
He averaged, he had 43 turnovers.
In a whole season, that's not bad, though. In a whole season?
That's almost,
43, that's less, yeah.
That's almost 50% of the season, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If you get one turnover.
What the fuck happened
every here? Wait, two games?
Hold on. What the fuck happened here? Look at this. He had 43 this year. 103, 123, 120. He
probably stopped touching the ball. Like those aren't bad. You gotta think. You're playing 82 games.
Okay, his worst one, he did 157.
82 games in the season, man. You're like, most people can average 1 to 2 turnovers a game, at least, at the minimum. And if you're actually touching the rock a lot, you're gonna average more like 3, man.
That's strange. His best worst season...
Look at Steph Curry's first turnover. You'll see the same thing.
His best worst season was his second year in the league. His best worst season. Keep in mind, not his best season, but his best worst season.
You're
his 12th worst season was in 2012.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. The first way you worded that, my brain didn't want to work.
Want to be honest? This is a list of his worst seasons, right? The best one in this list is 2012. The best worst season. This is the best one in the list of worst seasons, so it would be the best worst season.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's still complicated.
It's complicated, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I never said it didn't make sense. I said I didn't understand it.
Oh no, I know. I was just that's why I had to make sure it made sense, so I didn't feel like a retard if it didn't.
It's okay. I mean, like, you could have just like felt retarded for a little while.
No,
it would have been cool.
I had the opportunity to figure it out right then, though, and I probably wouldn't have remembered to figure it out later, and I would have been like, "Damn,
the Suns are up."
Damn!
Yeah, I looked up and it jumped by like 20 points when you refreshed the page, and I said, "Ah, that looks rough."
What the fuck's going on? Hold on, Bradley Beal
is popping off.
4 for 5, ooh, 10 points.
2 for 3.
Kevin Durant is 1 3-point made. 3 point, 3 for 4, 7 points. Booker has 10 points. That's a
better
seven.
Game for Booker.
He's
though.
2 for 3 from the three.
Better than what he's been doing. He's been playing buns.
They don't have any minuses on their team right now at all. Rui is trash. A minus 15. Braun is a minus 15. Braun is doing worse than Rui.
But Braun's probably trying to force
Anthony Davis is doing about as good as Rui.
About as good is not as good.
He's
Austin Reeves doing the same.
Like, he's literally minus one less than Rui.
Yeah, Austin Reeves doing the same.
Austin Reeves is doing about what I expect from current season Austin Reeves so far.
Actually, no, 50% is not bad. This is okay, Austin Reeves.
Like shooting 50%, 2 for 4. Yeah, I'll give it to him, but most of his points are coming from this. You know,
Most of his points is a third of his points. He only has 6 points, I guess. That is
fair.
I mean, it's still
fair.
It's first quarter.
No, it's second quarter.
It's just slow.
Yeah, no, they got slammed in the first quarter. They got fucked up.
Where it looks like
they what is the
cold spots all over.
Oh, they're just missing everything, bro. That's horrible.
D-Lo's trash. I hate D-Lo.
God damn, bro.
Bro, if I'm the Lakers, I hate D-Lo.
Kevin Durant, turn around.
Me not being
fade,
the Lakers, I hate
misses.
D-Lo. Everybody hates D-Lo. See that Hayes guy? That's the other other guy that I think could use some development.
D'Angelo Ball, turnover.
D'Angelo Ball.
I saw
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, I know. It's because I read Lost Ball and
yeah,
said
no.
D'Angelo
I looked over
Ball.
And you said D'Angelo Ball. I said, "Whoa, is that like? Do you mean LiAngelo Ball or like? Did you mean like?"
Unfortunately, he's a criminal, not in the league.
He likes children.
What?
Him and Diddy. If the Giddler strikes again.
Oh, no. It's not looking too sweet and dandy for L.A. this game.
No. Hey, who knows? Maybe they'll stop being...
yeah, maybe the 19-point difference
man.
Will disappear.
Oh, man. Hey, man. I see another game that that looks kind of rough.
This one was rough for whoever had to play it.
I was about to say, will you click on that for me? Because I want to see how
Chicago beat Milwaukee.
No, I want to look at the Knicks and the Pacers.
Because that's an expected turnout though. Pacers are a bad team.
Hey, did we ever see if they ended up losing or they did. They beat the Pistons. I remember, but I was right. Cade Cunningham
drop off. Like had like 28 points that game though.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
None of their starters had a plus in their
plus
minuses.
That's crazy. Well,
not a single one of them. I was just skipping over the Pacers.
No. Carl Anthony Town was 5 for 11 and 2 for 3.
Points.
Huh. Nice.
Josh Hart had 20.
Josh Hart was 1 for 6. Josh Hart was 1 for 6.
2 for 3 from 3. Okay, listen, man. You do this for me, Mikal, I'll fuck with you again. You keep doing this for me, Mikal, I'll fuck with you again. Go 8 for 12 from the field, I'll fuck with you again.
Did you say you're gonna fuck Mikal?
I said fuck with him again. You were
almost stuttered.
No, I didn't. I slowed it down, so I wouldn't stutter on that one specifically. I didn't stutter on any other ones. I was aware
you're thinking
of that.
About it now. Now you think about all up in it.
Jalen Brunson, what'd you do for us? 26 points, 10 for 19, 3 for 5.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's a pretty good game, I guess.
That's what he normally does.
Who the fuck is
who? Who the fuck?
Cameron
is
Payne. What'd you do, buddy?
No. I mean, 33% for a role player is not bad.
But yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, to come in and drop seven points to a damn near blowout win is whatever, I guess.
Yeah. You're not getting yelled at.
Orlando stomped fucking Brooklyn. Philadelphia stomped Toronto. I lied to you. Toronto stomped Philadelphia. I'm slow.
I was about to say, I was trying to hand it to you, but did you hear my pss, pss?
I did.
I was going to try to tell you to correct yourself before you sound like it just...
I just stared at it for a second. I was like, damn, that's not what happened. Wow. Did Embiid come back for this game? This was supposed to be his comeback game, right? Embiid. Did they rest him again?
Yeah, he was rock, man.
They rested both of them again.
Yeah, him and Paul George. They're getting fined.
Oh, they're probably getting disbanded as a team at this point.
What do you mean disbanded?
Bro, their fines are about to be so deep. They're resting both star players for multiple games. They're fucked, bro. The NBA's about... Fuck, Adam Silver's about to be fucking in there just... Bah! Bah!
They can't see the motion of you fake bending Adam Silver over, but...
No, I'm not bending Adam Silver over. Adam Silver's bending them over. What the fuck?
Oh, my bad. You said Adam Silver and then...
He's going to be in there. I said he's going to be in there like...
Oh, man. I'm just not hearing all of it. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe...
Bro's holding a tech deck. Kelly Oubre Jr. had 28 points, though.
I don't want a tech deck no
more. I like Kelly Oubre Jr. I've always liked him as a player. He was on the Warriors for a while. I think that's whenever I started to like him.
Kelly Oubre's okay. I think he's kind of mid, but...
He's a very mid player.
I see him like a Mikal Bridges style player.
Yeah.
Well, like a kind of a, but lesser. It all depends on how Mikal Bridges
plays. He's been in the league for longer, so he's a Mikal Bridges if Mikal Bridges doesn't find consistency. Because that's Kelly Oubre's problem. He's just not consistent.
Yeah.
He can do this sometimes, give you 28 fucking points sometimes. Not all the time, though. If he could do it all the time, he'd be a way better fucking player.
Yeah, that's a lot of NBA players, though, are inconsistent. I mean, you have players like Embiid that drop zero and you're a star player. It just makes no sense. Embiid, James Harden, same thing, bro.
Embiid confuses the fuck out of me, bro. His entire play style is just a question mark.
Give it to me in the pen, I'm going to put it in.
And then he misses.
Give it to me on the three, I'm going to throw it.
And then he throws it over the backboard.
Give it to me in somewhere, I'm going to stick it in.
Then he turns it over.
In his ass.
Booty bumps it out. The Warriors are playing Utah right now.
Utah's trash.
Yeah, but they got Lauri Markkanen.
That's all they have. And Lauri's over here
went to the Lakers. He's literally competing with Steph points-wise. Steph and him are, going head-to-head stats-wise. But,
Scroll back up. Scroll back up for me. Who the has 24 points already? Buddy Hield again? Wait, how many minutes he has? How many minutes does he have right now?
14.
So he's averaging 20 points on
benched at
15 numbers. And 14 points a game.
He's 6 for 7 from three.
Right? If he keeps doing this, if they play him.
his field goals are 9-11.
Imagine they run him a full 30 minutes. Man drops 30 points.
He's probably playing the way he is, so he gets moved off the goddamn bench. Because who are they starting shooting guard over him? Andrew fucking Wiggins. 2 points.
Andrew Wiggins 2 points. Should move to the small forward.
2 points.
Take Jonathan Kuminga, move him to even the better. Power he forward.
He's the starting shooting guard. Draymond he has 2 points center. And a turnover. Buddy Hield doesn't start, has 24 points and no turnovers.
I'm not going to lie to you. The Warriors actually have a nice bench. Having Buddy Hield, Gary Payton, and Kevin Looney on the bench.
Buddy Hield's for sure going to end up moving to the
center. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about... That's what I'm saying. Even if he gets rotated, either Andrew Wiggins or...
Well, I really do understand their approach. He put up 23 points while Steph didn't have to be in the game.
That's what I'm saying. It's an amazing thing right now. Kerr is running Buddy Hield's own offense when he's in the game. He's running Steph's own offense when he's in the game.
He's mid.
I don't like him. They're trying to have him throw up shots for
Lauri Markkanen, 3 for 5, free throw, 1 for 3, 3 point, 3 for 12, field goal. Oh, God.
Yeah. How are you going to say Lauri Markkanen's competing? I look over
because he's 3 for 12. Steph is 3 for 10 for field goal, so.
And Steph's pretty washed right now, apparently.
He's literally, competing with Steph to be the most washed point guard on the team.
I ain't gonna lie. See, that looks like Kyrie Irving's finals performance.
Yeah, I feel like what's probably happening with Steph here, though, is he's probably passing the ball to Buddy Hield.
No, he's probably just trying to see, like, they're probably just still trying to get Buddy Hield in, used to the thing, you know?
Like, hold on, where assists? Steph has two.
Yeah.
Steph has rebounds. Steph has three turnovers. Damn, Steph, that's tough.
Nah, three's not bad if you're actually the main ball handler. But I will say, for him only being in for 20 minutes, that is kind of rough. He should only have, like, one or two.
And he only has 2 for 6 from three. It's not what you expect from Steph.
But then look at Buddy Hield, 6 for 7.
Yeah, they're just probably...
I like how Buddy Hield came in saying, like, I'm not the best shooter around my team no more, and then now he's out shooting stuff right now.
I guess that we really have to watch it to see how, if Steph's actually, like, trying or not. But, like,
yeah, but...
Because I guarantee Buddy's actually not trying. But, like, I don't know what's
going on. They might not. They low-key might just be, like, trying to guard Steph so much sometimes, or somebody else.
Leaving Buddy Hield wide open, and he's banging 6 out of 7 threes.
Because Buddy Hield is a consistent wide-open shooter, I'll be honest with you.
Bro, you leave bro that open, Kyle Korver vibes on the corner. You throw him in a corner, he will hit it almost every time if he's open.
I know, and the Lakers could have had him multiple times and flopped it out.
But guess what they did instead?
Bronny
and Dylan Connect.
Dylan, did you say Dylan Connect? It's Dalton Connect. Oh my God!
So many names.
That's,
man,
like the
go Brandon, go Brandon. Yeah, no, it's Dalton. There's so many names, man.
Hey guys, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm about to call it. I hope y'all have a wonderful penis.
That's crazy. Later, guys.
Yeah, something.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are perfect for your living spaces and doubles the detection and protection. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.